So what came up for me, and we'll be seeing this when we read the words of Nelson Peary in a minute. So what came up for me is that as the state consciously fragments us, and by the state, I mean the hidden global statesmen, because not every head of state, as we saw with Hugo Chavez, is a global statesman in the sense that they are trying to install totalitarianism globally, hardcore, lockdown, no escape for real, because they figured out how to neutralize the advantages that we have with instantaneous communication. We don't want that. No, we do not. So these global statesmen are the ones who cause the policies of nations to ever bend, and they can make this seem effortless by their manipulation of the financial instruments at their disposal. They control what gets done by controlling credit. So they make sure that the policies of nations ever bend toward totalitarianism. And the practical definition of that is the people are happy with their various assigned conditions, whatever they might be. Some, like the pundits, etc., academics, journalists, are already there, snugly ensconced in their privileged assignment. So what came up for me is that as the state consciously fragments us and designs specific conditioning for we various fragments, perhaps we should ask the UC doctoral student to chop us out some new ones. Sheep and sheepdog doesn't capture the deep complicity, I mean complexity, of our expanded and advanced system of class, which thereby means not only that we're battling propaganda endlessly, but that even as we're battling propaganda, we're reinforcing the divisions. This is a development of the argument I made in the blog called The Responsibility of the Intellectual, parts 1 and 2, in which I said that if solidarity must be our watchword across time, culture, and nation, before we can begin again, we got some housekeeping chores to do on behalf of all those misused, maligned, dismissed, disabused, and refused, pushed to the fringes, told we're irrelevant, and an interjection here. It ain't by happenstance that some are privileged in the global state system and some aren't. So I'm really, really hoping that very soon a critical mass of us who recognize that our privileged position was paid for in the blood of those that power is rushing to establish in a degraded status that they can't escape from. And it is time for us to stop just being complacent about that or just saying, well, that's just what happened then, huh? We got this stuff, and we'll be looking later when we read the words of Keith Lowe, that exact same mindset. When the Jews who returned from the concentration camps came back, that's what they were confronted with. Well, I'm sorry, that's just what happened then. I know you had that stuff. But look, see, it's ours now. We have been acting exactly like that, acting as if the products priced cheap because of the suffering in Africa, the suffering in Asia, in Central and South America, that they're being pounded down low is something that happened in the ago, and that we have to start just, what? You know, we cannot accept that injustice anymore now that we can see the root of it. See where it came from. So we got some housekeeping chores. To those of us pushed to the edges, told we're irrelevant, and told that if we dare presume to think, and that means within these privileged places, hierarchy is established as well. So those of us right here in the belly of the beast suffer the same mindset. All of us, whichever side of it, whichever fragment we inhabit, we suffer from it. Pushed to the fringes, told we're irrelevant, told that if we dare presume to think, it must be in the prescribed categories which cast our enslavement in the first place and continue to circumscribe our existence. And because most self-described intellectuals or pundits have no experience in the trades, with their hands, with the being degraded and debased, they imagine that we down here on the ground, with the wage, debased with the wage, because obviously that's not reality. Heart is wealth, and in that measure, you flip the scale and see that the debased is really those who accept that privilege without questioning it, and then play their part to keep we down here on the ground wondering whether we do have this thing they call intellectualism.